Psalm 8 reads, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? The psalmist looks around at creation, at this awesome God who is all glorious, all powerful, all good, who deserves all our praise, who set the stars in their courses, who breathed the planets into existence. He looks up at the night sky and says, I am so small. I am so insignificant. Who am I? What is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, the fish of the sea, whatever path passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. I think it's good sometimes to feel small, to look up, to look out, to look at God's creation, just the majesty of who God is, and remember, it's a puny. I'm weak. I'm really insignificant. And yet, God loved me. The author of Hebrews takes this psalm on his lips. It's encouraging. He says in Hebrews 2, verse 5, it has been testified somewhere, verse 6. He doesn't remember the reference. That's encouraging to me. It's been testified somewhere. What is man that you are mindful of him? He goes on to say, surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. You see, God created man. God created angels. Some angels rebelled against God. They went their own way. God created man. We rebelled against God. We chose to go our own way. God did not rescue those angels that sinned. They will suffer the consequences of their choices. There is justice with God. He did not save angels that sinned. And yet we're in the same boat. Why would he choose to save us? We're insignificant. Surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Why? Why would God, at the cost of his only son, choose to rescue me? You've crowned me with glory and honor. Put everything in subjection under my feet. What a God. That he would love the likes of me, that he would send his only son to die in my place. So that a rebel, who spat in his face is now rescued by him. Purchased back, delivered, set free, brought back into a relationship, reconciled. Why? Who am I? It's the wrong question. Who is God? God is a God of love, of mercy, of compassion, of justice. My sins are paid for in full at the cross, so that now I can enjoy his favor, his love, his relationship. We have bread and juice that reminds us of what it cost for me to be rescued, for you to be rescued. Eternal God became a man so that as a man he could take the sins of mankind on his shoulders and pay that price in full on the cross for me, for you. And invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks for the bread and the juice, symbols that remind us, bring us back to the cross. Father, thank you. Thank you for so loving this hard-hearted, rebellious world that you did not spare your only son, but you gave him up for us all. Jesus, thank you for laying down your life as a substitute, as a sacrifice. Thank you that on your sinless conscience, all our shame, all our guilt was heaped. And you, as the substitute, carried it to Golgotha's tree, no man took your life from you, but you laid it down of your own accord. You stretched out your arms and allowed them to be nailed to the cross, taking my place, taking the shame, the pain, the punishment I deserve. What am I that you thought of me, and yet you thought of me? On the cross that day, you knew my name. I was in your thoughts, and you paid my price. Thank you. Thank you for bread and juice. It reminds us of the treasure we have in you. Amen. Lord, what can we say? We hold in our hands the cup of blessing. We are blessed. The cup of thanksgiving. All we can say is thank you. Thank you for so loving us that you sent your only son to die in our place, to make us yours, to set us free, to invite us in, that we can enjoy real life in your presence. Thank you, Jesus. For thinking of me. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.